in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Jim Donovan back with you tonight and for the remainder of the week. In for Vic Carucci this week. Vic will be back next week when it really gets busy here in Berea's training camp opens up. That is always an exciting time. No matter what the predictions for your team that season, remember, on the first day of training camp, everybody, every team in the NFL is in the same situation. So we're all ready to go. And now we got to get those last two draft choices signed, Brandon Whedon and, of course, Trent Richardson. And we welcome you to the show with news tonight in the NFL that at least the guy right in front of Trent Richardson has signed his deal. Robert Griffin III, the quarterback coming out of Baylor, the Heisman Trophy winner, has signed and agreed to a deal with the Washington Redskins. It's a four-year deal, completely guaranteed. I think Whedon's looking for that kind of deal, isn't he, to get his deal done with the Browns? That fourth year and the guaranteed money, that's very important to him. Back to Griffin, though, to give you the numbers. 4 years completely guaranteed at $21.1 million. Now, I do believe that Robert Griffin III is represented by the same agent that is representing Trent Richardson. So now, he has all the information that he needs to get the deal done with Richardson. And so the Browns should be able to get this done with the number three overall pick and their first pick in the first round, running back Trent Richardson out of the University of Alabama. Let it be known that these two kids want to be here as soon as they possibly can to be in here next week when the rest of the rookie class is here too. And they'll be here next Tuesday, meet with the coaches, have some rookie practices. And if you remember a couple of years ago, that's when Montario Hardesty had his first injury as a Brown in the practices with the rookie class before all of the veterans came in. He bruised that bone in his knee, and he was held out of training camp for the remainder of camp, and then they got him ready to go for the last preseason game, which was against the Bears at Brown Stadium, and he ran the seven plays in a row. And I remember calling the game on TV, and all of a sudden I looked down and said, there's a Browns player down on the ground. And son of a gun, it was Montario Hardesty, and he lost his entire rookie year with the ACL tear. So, the Browns rookies want to be in. They'll be in, I'm sure. And I think the team is very confident that they will be here. So, Robert Griffin III is signed. Next guy to get is Trent Richardson in the number three spot. They normally go like dominoes here. And, of course, Brandon Whedon's a different situation, even though he's the 22nd pick. He is also going to probably be the starting quarterback for his team, and he's going to try and get full value for that. We'll go to the mailbag right now and get your questions. And remember, you can ask questions via our Ask Vic, driven by Liberty Ford. Just log on to the Browns official Facebook and official Twitter pages and post your questions. We'll try and get as many questions as we can at a couple of junctures in the show here today. This is from Matt. Adding Gordon, and that's Josh Gordon, the wide receiver, opens up the offense and makes it multidimensional. That's what I like. I like things to be multidimensional. Last year, or the past 13 years for that matter, the weight of the offense was tied down to the short 10-yard passing game, enabling opposing defenses to salivate at the thought of playing the Browns. Receivers, receivers, receivers. Matt cannot stress that enough. Three and outs make me sick. And let's just say I've been nauseous watching the Browns play for a long time. That's a pleasant note to open up the show on, I think. But anyway, Matt, here's the deal. They have added receivers now, okay? And they're a year into the offense, and they've had a full off season. And I think we're on a watch and wait basis here now, how these receivers do. So we'll see how Josh Gordon does. Now, remember, he has not been here for OTAs, mini camp, anything like that, off-season conditioning program. So when he comes to Berea next week and he's got his deal done, I mean, that is day one for him. Whereas the other guys, of course, have been in here and had the opportunity to get to meet their coaches, and that's gonna be a big, fast learning curve for him. Travis Benjamin's been added too, the speedy kid out of the University of Miami. But these receivers, you're right, receivers, and people wanted it all off season. They wanted it in free agency, and the Browns did not do it there, but they did do it in the draft, and certainly in the supplemental draft, and that's going to be a big part of it. Not only receivers, but the improvement of receivers, such as the case of Greg Little, that will be very, very critical for how this team does. Delonte writes in, who will be calling the plays this season, Shermer or Childress? Remember, Brad Childress is here now as the offensive coordinator, but the head coach is also the offensive coordinator and did both jobs last year. Will this turn into a conflict between the two? Answer, no. No way that turns into a conflict. I think it's really a benefit for Pat Shermer that he's going to have a guy like Brad Childress who knows how to call the game. But who will call the game? All indications are that Pat Shermer will still call the game down on the sideline, but he'll have a very able set of eyes upstairs, you know, sending down possibilities to him, and that would be Brad Childress. And that's what I understand. I think Childress is going to be upstairs kind of viewing things over. But Shermer was trying to do it all. And I go back to 1999, and sometimes head coaches do this when they become first-time head coaches. And when Chris Palmer got the job as the Browns' first head coach on their return to the NFL, he was also an offensive coordinator and a quarterback guru, and he came in and he was going to be the head coach, and he was also going to be the offensive coordinator, and it was way too much for him. Chris, you know, very honestly admitted that, and then changed that scenario the second year, and I think he brought in Pete Carmichael Sr. with Pete Carmichael Jr. helping him out. Of course, Jr.'s done very well with the New Orleans Saints. It's just too much for one guy to do. So I think they are much stronger there. Who will call the plays? I'm going to say because he's the head coach with a real love for calling his game on the offensive side. I think Pat Shermer will still have final veto on everything, but I think Brad Childress will be sending ideas, opportunities, plays down to him, and I think the two will work in conjunction perfectly because, remember this, they've worked together before when they were each in Philadelphia. We'll get to more of your questions a little bit later on the show when we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily. Our first guest is raring and ready to go. That's Jeff Shudell, the Browns beat writer from the News Herald. He's next here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Pick between a new Focus or Fusion and lease for only $169 a month or get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
if you're a football fan, chances are it's been a lifelong passion. Did you know that over those same years, your oral care needs have also changed? From the ages of 30 to 50, science shows that plaque formation increases 337%, dry mouth increases 304%, and gingivitis increases 22,000%. So how do you fight oral aging with the grit and determination of a sports fan? Turn to Age Essential Mouthwash. It's so strong, it's been scientifically proven to kill germs for up to 16 hours. Help prevent the effects of oral aging. Fight back and stay strong with Oasis Age Essential Mouthwash. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart in the oral care section.
Browns fans unite. Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest games while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
roofing pros. Right now at the Home Depot, buy a pallet of GAF shingles, including Timberline shingles with a lifetime limited warranty, and get your entire order, the shingles and any other supplies you need, delivered to your job site for free. You'll eliminate time-wasting supply runs and take your productivity through the roof, thanks to free delivery with any pallet of GAF shingles. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 15th, U.S. only. See store for details.
It's cash for clunkers. Get cash for your clunkers now at the all-new Mentor Mitsubishi at the new location, 8505 Mentor Avenue. Trade in your old clunker, any old hunk of junk, and get a guaranteed minimum $3,500 towards a brand new Mitsubishi. That's a minimum $3,500 off plus special financing on any new 2012 Mitsubishi model, including Lancer, Galant, Eclipse, Outlander, and Evolution. They're all backed by the 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Or plug into the future with a 2012 IMEF, Mitsubishi's innovative electric vehicle. It gets 112 MPGe and it's in stock now. Turn trash into cash. At least $3,500 off a brand new Mitsubishi right now. Only at Mentor Mitsubishi, the all-new location at 8505 Mentor Avenue. Call 440-534-5000, 440-534-5000, or visit MentorMitsubishi.com. See dealer for details.
Welcome back, everybody, to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Jim Donovan along with you in for the vacationing Vic Carucci. Hey, remember to join Mike Holmgren for the second annual Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally on July 28th, benefiting Cleveland Browns Foundation and Greater Cleveland Fisher House. And the ride begins at Southeast Harley-Davidson and will end at the Browns Training Facility. Riders will receive complimentary food and beverage and also have the exclusive opportunity then to watch the Browns private walkthrough practice at the end of the ride. The Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally is in association with Great Clips and Quaker Steak and Lube. To find out more or sign up today, visit ClevelandBrowns.com. And this segment of Cleveland Browns Daily is brought to you by a Quaker Steak and Lube. And in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, joined now by Browns beat writer Jeff Shadell from the News Herald as we get set for training camp next week. Jeff, thanks for joining us. And how's that last week of summer vacation going before training camp starts?
Well, my son is home from the Air Force, so we've been playing some golf, and it's been an enjoyable summer, a quiet summer, as you know, for the Browns anyway.
So let me ask you now, Jeff, are you happy with what they did last week in the supplemental draft? Are you on the side of the fence that says, hey, good for them, they went out and got him, or are you on the other side that says he was too risky and too expensive to use a second-round pick?
Well, you know what, Jim, we've been clamoring for improvement at wide receiver for years now. And so to use a second-round pick, and he was really a high second-round pick, so I'm going to have to take the Heckert at heart saying that he knows this guy can play, so I'll say go for it. I think if we're critical of using that pick when we've said they need a receiver all along,
right,
that's the wrong route to take. And if you think about it, he was really a higher second-round pick than Mathqua or Greg Little, so... You know, in a way, you could say he's the highest receiver the Browns have in the whole group. So, you know, I think it's going to take some time, though. Obviously, he missed all the OTAs and all and minicamp and everything for nobody's fault. So I think they really need to put him on a crash course.
You know, Jeff, if you look at the pattern set by general manager Tom Heckert, it's not really deceiving at all. I mean, the pattern goes like this. If he really likes a player, he goes out and gets him. For instance, before the draft came in April, he came out in one of his pre-draft meetings and said, you know what, I really like Brandon Whedon. I mean, I like him a lot. There's nothing not to like about him, and he went out and he got him. And I think from a lot of people that were really talking to him before the supplemental draft, he really liked Josh Gordon, and he went out and got him.
Right, and I think we have to admire him for that. Now, if the Browns have much success, then the second-round pick could be somewhere maybe around 12 in the second round, 20, who knows. But I'm not going to second-guess this. I'm going to think the guy's a player. And the interviews I heard with him, you know, he had the arrest and everything, but he seems like a guy you have to give a chance to. I believe he's going to be okay.
Okay, so we come up to next week and training camp begins, and we don't have the two top picks in the fold yet. They have not signed their deals. There should not be any problems here, right?
No, I don't think so. I think now RG3 signs on it. Richardson will be close behind there. And I believe that when you're the 22nd pick in the draft and the only guaranteed money is a hang-up, they'll come to some agreement there. So I think they'll be in. If they're not in by Tuesday, they'll be in, I think, by the time the veterans show up.
So what will be the lead story next week to occupy the first few days of training camp? Is it going to be the quarterback situation? Is it going to be something else, like are they going to officially name Whedon as the starting quarterback?
Yeah, and I think we should get beyond that. I could imagine him even waiting until the Monday before the first preseason game to make that official. And that's really not that far away when you think about it. That would be a week from Monday, okay, to make it official. That would be enough time for him to have plenty of time with the first team. What we don't want to see is, if you think back about the 2009, when Mangini, with every other series, it would be Brady Quinn or Derek Anderson. That's horrible. You can't do that. You can't. And we saw what happened. That was the worst possible scenario. So I believe he'll be made the starter in plenty of time. But, you know, I think Trent Richardson is a story. We really didn't do a lot with him. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what they do with Trent Richardson. I think they have to monitor his workload during training camp. There's no doubt that he's going to be the guy. He's going to get a lot of carries during the season. And so let's make sure that he doesn't get worn out here. Because when you look... You think about Montero Hardesty, you think about Brandon Jacobs. Let's keep that guy not under wraps. You can't treat him like a porcelain doll.
Right.
But I think he's going to be a very, very good player and a very good player early. When you think about Whedon, I think Richardson's really going to have to carry the load while the rookie quarterback.
Sure. Well, let's talk about Trent Richardson and the Browns really monitoring how much work they give him, because they're going to count on him an awful lot during the regular season. And I go back a couple of years ago when Peyton Hillis had that big year of rushing for 1,177 yards. If you remember his last five games, they were pretty empty because he was pretty beaten up by that point in the season. So when you take a look at the 1,177 yards in rushing and all those touchdowns, it really was accomplished in the first 11 games. He didn't give much in the last five because he was so beaten up.
Yeah, that's a real good point about Hillis. When you look back, especially when you think about that Buffalo game, it was horrible. I think he fumbled three times in that game, and you're right.
You know, Jeff, and in fact, I remember the Buffalo game that you're talking about, and the opening drive of that game, the Browns did nothing but run the ball, and thus they ran Hillis. I think he had like nine carries in a row, and they got down inside the one-yard line and couldn't bang it in and ended up with a field goal. And if you really remember that game, I mean, that was the way it went, but Hillis fumbled a lot in that game, and he was so beaten up by that point in the season.
It was, And so don't do that to Trent Richardson. And who knows really even how much that pounding he took affected him last year in the way he finished off that season. I mean, he was nothing last season, as we all know. And he could have been just so beaten up. So you have to monitor that. And I mean, Pat Shermer has been around. He knows that.
Well, it really wasn't a problem for Richardson when he played at Alabama for a couple of reasons. There were a lot of running backs there, so anytime they had to get him out, they had another guy ready to go in there. And if you remember a couple of years ago, I mean, he was playing behind the Heisman Trophy winner that year, and he played very, very well behind him, and he waited for his carries, and it's a pro system down there, but they were so rich in running backs that he did not get worn out. Let's get to another point, though, as we come up, and so many of the national pundits and writers and sportscasters who cover the NFL are all making their predictions as to how many wins each team's going to have. And they have, collectively as a group, got the Browns as the worst team in the NFL throughout this season. They think they'll be the worst. As a matter of fact, one guy has them only winning one game the entire season. What do you think about that? Why does that happen?
You know what, Jim? That baffles me, too. I mean, they're only 4-12 last year. They lost some bizarre game. We all know that. The game against the Rams defies description, how you lose that game. And so I think they were actually better than 4-12. Now, I think every team can say, oh, we should have won this game, we should have won that game. But I think people are looking at the quarterbacks the Browns have to face when they come up with this doomsday season.
Mm-hmm.
But I really believe the Browns will be better than they were last year. I don't see them making any great leaps. They're not going to go from 4-12 to 12-4. But I think that's wrong. I mean, you know how this works, Jim. One guy says it, and everybody piles on it.
All right, let's go to the Browns' defense. And they were close in a lot of games last year. They played well enough that the Browns should have had more than the four wins that they had. But we know now that they've taken care of a lot of things on the offensive side through the draft and the supplemental draft. And now we go to the defensive side. How will they be on that side of the ball this year?
Well, I think the line's going to be bad. It's really a shame about Phil Taylor being injured lifting weights. But they have some depth now on the line, and that's going to help. I still think that speed at linebacker is an issue. And I think that's one of the reasons the Browns are always ranked near the bottom in pass in run defense. And I'm sure they did a lot to address that speed issue. And when you look at some of the great defensive teams, you see how much quicker they are at linebacker. And you know, I know people listening to this show don't want to hear about the Steelers, but the fact is they're really quick.
Yeah.
And the Browns don't have that. And I think that's one thing that we'll see this James Michael Johnson too,
yeah,
that he can play.
Exactly.
I think one of the mystery guys of this training camp is Scott Fujita, and not because of the suspension. Who knows how that thing's going to end up. But he's not going to be any faster than he was last year. That's for sure.
Right.
And I think that hurt them last season, the fact that he was slowing down.
And you know about the linebackers, you have to remember this. Do you remember when Gokong actually switched sides when Fujita finally did get hurt and wasn't going to come back for the remainder of the season? Gokong went over to that side, the strong side, and he raised his level of play and the level of play that was coming out of that position all year long. He was exceptional.
Well, yes, you're right. I agree with that 100%. And so now, is Kaluka Maiva your best weak side linebacker? Mm-hmm. And so, when I say things like that, I'm not putting the player down. He could be doing the very best he can, and I think he is. But that's a position I think that has to be addressed. And that's what Johnson might end up playing. But you're right about Gokhan.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, in those last couple of games, he was quick. He was moving. He got to the quarterback.
Right.
For him. I think he should stay on that strong side.
One more question for you, Jeff, as we let you go back with your son and on summer vacation there. Josh Cribbs and the amazing Josh Cribbs. But what do the Browns do with Cribbs? Where do you line up in this equation? Do you let him be what he's so great at being, and that is a special teams player, return guy, gunner on punts, gunner down on kickoffs? Do you let him be one of the best special team players in the NFL? Or do you continue to put him out there as a wide receiver and let him soak up an awful lot of time there, and it kind of detracts from his special teams play?
I think you're right. I think special teams is his niche. And this is the last year of his contract. I mean, all that business a couple of years ago about redoing his contract and everything, well, this is his last year. That change in kickoff returns really hurt Josh Cribbs and every other good kick returner. But that diminished his value to the Browns. When you think of all the touchbacks that resulted last year, well, then he's not returning the ball for you.
Mm-hmm.
But they have gotten better now at wide receiver with Josh Gordon and Travis Benjamin. So I don't see him playing receiver as much as he did. Even though last year he caught more passes than he ever had.
Right.
So I think that's a good question. I think we'll have to see how that works out. But when you take him away on he's so valuable on coverage, too. Not just those returns. He's so valuable on coverage. If everybody played with his heart, special teams would be great.
Jeff, thanks for your time and your vacation. And Best wishes to your son home on leave, and thank him for his service to our country. And I'll be seeing you next week out in Berea. Thanks for being with us here tonight.
See you next week, Jim.
And we'll be back with more of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR after a timeout.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for only $199 a month. That's right, $199 a month. Or get 0% financing for 60 months. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Stone.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Have you heard? Clear Choice, America's number one choice for dental implants, is also Ohio's leader in dental restoration. Stay tuned for details about a special offer just for you.
Do you have missing or failing teeth? Well, did you know that Clear Choice, the experts, are based right here in Cleveland? Come see our state-of-the-art dental implant center by giving us a call at 1-855-229-9227. And if you call right now, you'll get a free consult with our doctors, including a free 3D CAT scan.
You heard it. We have special appointments with our experts just for our radio listeners. Your free consultation will also include a free 3D CAT scan, a $700 value. So call now to take advantage of this limited radio offer.
What are you waiting for? Schedule your risk-free consultation with a Clear Choice doctor today and start living the life you deserve tomorrow. Call 1-855-229-9227. That's 1-855-229-9227. Or visit clearchoice.com.
Get ready to support Team USA. Even if you can't make it to the 2012 Olympic Games, you can still be a winner. Visit your local BP station to get an official game card. There are over $1 million in total prizes available, including BP gas for a week or even gas for a year.
No purchase necessary. Gas for a year awarded is $3,245 in BP gift cards. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and over, except New Jersey and Virginia residents. Void or prohibited and in New Jersey and Virginia. Full rules, prize details, and information on free entry at participating BP stations or bpusathletes.com while supplies last.
It's time for the MMA Minute. Now, with the latest mixed martial arts news, here's the host of Inside the Cage, Jordan Sherwood.
At Strikeforce 41 over the weekend, Luke Rockhold retained the Strikeforce middleweight championship, besting Tim Kennedy via unanimous decision. It was the second consecutive title defense for Rockhold, who has now challenged Jacare for a future championship bout. Also on the card, Nate Marquardt became the Strikeforce welterweight champion as he knocked out the previously unbeaten Tyron Woodley in the fourth round. It was the first fight for Marquardt at 170 pounds. Looks like he has a future at 170. This weekend is UFC 149, and the main event features an interim bantamweight championship bout between the former WEC featherweight champion Uriah Faber and Henan Barrow, who has won 28 consecutive fights.
That's the MMA Minute, presented by McCarthy's Downtown, the best place to watch UFC 149 on July 21st with no cover charge. McCarthy's Downtown.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that, my friend, is why it's called a gazebo. Once again, I find myself at Bonefish Grill for summer fresh catches. Tonight's protagonist, Lady Lobster. Her peak of the season succulents isn't around long, so I dive right into a bowl of authentic lobster bisque, fresh, creamy, and just $8.90. At the adjacent table is quite the spectacle. New England herself has plated a robustly chunked lobster roll, only $13.90. But I digress. For my grilled lobster and steak duet just arrived, a tale of forbidden love between a wood-grilled steak and cold water lobster. Along on this amorous adventure, a fresh Georgia peach martini. Too bad this summer lobster romance can't last all year long.
And for a limited time, try our king salmon at Bonefish Grill. Dynamite king salmon is wood-grilled, baked, then topped with lump crab and spinach.
An explosion of flavor. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, everybody, to Cleveland Browns Daily, coming to you from Berea today as we're here at Browns headquarters and right here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Cleveland Browns Daily, as always, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Jim Donovan, in for the vacationing Vic Carucci. He'll be back next week, as will all the Browns, as we get set to open up training camp. Remember to join the Browns for Family Night, presented by Smuckers on Wednesday, August 8th, and that's at Cleveland Browns Stadium. You'll be able to watch the Browns practice under the stadium lights while enjoying music, games, live stadium entertainment, as well as a post-practice autograph session and the best fireworks around. Admission is free. And for more information on how you can attend, visit clevelandbrowns.com. So we're back here and we go to the mailbag right now. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Some of your questions, and the question right now coming in our mailbag. In fact, I want to address a question that came yesterday that I did not have the answer for. And someone wrote in and asked, what number will Josh Gordon be wearing? And so we found out after the show yesterday that at least right now, and this can change, but at least right now, Gordon is slated to wear number 86. He'll wear number 86 for the Browns coming up in training camp. So if you're making plans to go out and buy your Josh Gordon jerseys, he'll be wearing the 86, so proudly worn by Dennis Northcutt in his years here with the Browns. And I remember that fame day over at Heinz Field when old number 86 let that ball slip through his hands on that third down play in the playoff game against the Steelers. And it's too bad. Northcutt had had a pretty good game that day. He had some big plays in that game, but he had that huge, colossal drop that gave the Steelers the ball back one more time, and they went down the field, took the lead, and the Browns had no time and ran out of time and timeouts and ended up losing the game. But anyway, long point there, but Josh Gordon will wear number 86. Let's go to the mailbag right now. Joel writes in, trade McCoy with this guy around Whedon he's talking about. You won't need him, and that will be one of the fascinating storylines to watch as training camp unfolds. First of all, how will Brandon Whedon do once we see pads on, defenses coming at him, full speed practices, and then fascinating, how will he do in those preseason games when he's in there? Who will he be in there with? Will it be the number one offensive line? And you would presume if he's going to be the starting quarterback, that will exactly be the situation. Will he be with the number one receivers? Will he be with Richardson in the backfield? And then how does he perform there? And how does he improve from week one? And how long will he play in that first game against the Lions to week two when he'd be on the road again up at Lambeau Field? Because remember in the preseason, the Browns play their first two on the road and then their last two at home. And then can you definitely say he's the guy? Now spin it back to Colt McCoy. When does he come into games? How much does he play? Who will he be playing with in the way of what offensive line would be in there? Who will he be throwing to? And who will he be handing the ball off to? And on the other side of that, what defense would he be going against? Because if Whedon's going to be the number one guy in the rotation in those preseason games, he'll probably get the best that the opponent is going to offer in the way of them playing their number one defense. When McCoy gets in there, will he be playing against a second defense, a third defense? You have to remember that, because then a guy can look phenomenal. And then you can make the mistake of saying, well, he looks great, yeah, but he was playing against guys, you know, that aren't going to be playing in the NFL in a couple of more weeks. So we'll watch and see what happens with Colt McCoy. Believe me, we'll be watching every day. Alan writes in, the Browns have one of the best offensive lines in the game. All right, Alan. Colt just held onto the ball for so long because once the wide receiver was over 10 yards away, he knew he could not throw that far. Well, I don't think it was that. In fact, a lot of people felt that McCoy threw the ball too soon sometimes and that he did not give the play enough time to develop and that he bootlegged out, that he cut his pocket totally away and cut the field down to a third of what it is because he bootlegged out to the right so many times and that he did not like to stay in the pocket. And there was, of course, that one story one time where people thought that Marvin Lewis had indicated after one of the Bengals games that the Bengals realized that McCoy always went to his first option, never went to the second option, never went to the third option. So that will be an interesting thing to see if he's learned from that. But I do believe the offensive line is an interesting group of guys. Joe Thomas is one of the best. And then those kids at guard, Pinkston, Laval, who played all of last year, have to cash that experience in for what it was worth and make them better players. Alex Mack is a terrific center. And then Mitchell Schwartz lining up at right tackle. And how will he do? That was a high pick, a second-round pick, and high in the second round to go get him. All right, let's try and find something that is not quarterback-driven here. James writes in, to possibly compete with Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Cincinnati this upcoming season, offensively, what must the Browns do to be competitive? All right, offensively, they must be able to run the ball. And they addressed that, and that's why they went out and got Trent Richardson in the first round and actually then traded up to the number three spot to get him. There's no question at all that the Browns lagged way behind in the running game last year, and then that turned down and distance into a difficult equation for them. Suddenly, you're lining up, and it's second and long. Then you're lining up, and it's third and long. When Hillis ran so well the year before and had those big games, the Browns did a number of things. They controlled the clock. They were able to play with a rookie quarterback because that's when McCoy played very, very well in those eight games that he started that year. And they were also able to control down and distance. They were coming up second down three, third down one. And you knew, even though everybody in the ballpark knew that the ball was going to go to Hillis, the fact of the matter was they could not stop him. So, I mean, I think number one, primary goal number one, even though we've talked about a quarterback that's got a great arm, and we've gone out and helped the wide receivers with Gordon coming in the supplemental draft, Benjamin coming in the middle rounds in the draft from the University of Miami, even though they've done that, the fact of the matter is step one would be to be able to run the football, and then everything else would open up. I mean, it's just logic all around the league. It's a very simple thing when it looks good, but it's been a very difficult thing for this team to do. David writes in, why do the Browns even ask these questions? Do they really want an honest answer? We always overestimate our own talent. If our defense holds San Diego under 20 and we score on the first drive, I think we could win 24-17. If we fail early, the wheels fall off and we'll lose 31-3. He's talking about the Browns-Chargers game coming up this season. Well, I mean, we'll see what happens. That's down the road a little bit, and we'll worry about San Diego and what condition they come in when they come in. Sean writes in, I love the Browns, but we don't have a single wide receiver that would be a starter on any team in the National Football League, so we're in trouble. Okay. Well, these wide receivers, Sean, are going to have to really prove themselves, and I think that the Browns' hierarchy has been very patient and very understanding with these wide receivers. In other words, you never hear the brass come out and say, we definitely do not have NFL caliber wide receivers. They simply come out and say, we like our receivers. So they're going to say to Massaquah, hey, listen, we like you, Muhammad. Now, if you can stay healthy, we really believe that we've got a quarterback now and a running game and a better offensive line that's all going to go hand in hand and help make you a better wide receiver. And I think they say the same thing. They hope that Carlton Mitchell can really break through this year because they've been very, very patient there. And Greg Little was a great project last year that I think is going to pay off for them. And then, of course, what they've added through the drafts, both the regular draft and the supplemental draft. But the wide receivers, definitely, they're on the hot seat right now, at least the guys who have been here for a while. Good questions, and we'll be back with more of Cleveland Browns Daily right here on ESPN 850 WKNR after a timeout.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for only $199 a month. That's right, $199 a month. Or get 0% financing for 60 months. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Fight Nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com. Register today at Southeast Harley-Davidson for the 2012 Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally. Registration is only $35 each and benefits the Cleveland Browns Foundation and the Greater Cleveland Fisher House. Ride with Browns President Mike Holmgren from Southeast Harley-Davidson to the Cleveland Browns training facility and enjoy the exclusive opportunity to watch the Cleveland Browns private walkthrough practice at the end of the ride. Join the ride Saturday, July 28th at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile off I-480.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
What if it never happened? What if he was never here?
Now the fans chanting, Tolby, Tolby.
Or here.
A home plate celebration! Tolby to get by!
Or here.
Jim Tolby back with the Indians.
What if Kenny never ran?
And Lofton, he is running wild on the bases today.
Or jumped.
Kenny Lofton took a home run away.
Or took a swing.
Oh, did Lofton hit a bullet?
What if he didn't come home?
He was not only the Indians' field leader behind the plate, the emotional leader as well.
And home again.
Six-time All-Star, Sandy Alomar Jr.
What if 455 was just a number?
They're on their feet at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario, a sold-out Progressive Field.
And this?
A walk-off grand slam!
Was just...
for Carlos Santana! The magic is back!
The beginning.
Who knows what might happen?
Cleveland Indians. What if?
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, everybody. Jim Donovan in for the vacationing Vic Carucci. And remember, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Browns fans, remember to unite. Flexible three-game ticket plans start at just $99. You decide your Browns game plan, choosing the biggest names and the biggest games while saving over single-game ticket prices. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or you can call 440-824-3434 today. Happy to be joined now by Renee Harvey, the Vice President of Browns Community Outreach. The summer is over, Renee. Now it's time for Renee Harvey and everybody like me and you to get to work.
That's right. Don't wait.
But the Browns are out in the community all the time, so we've got a number of things to talk about. Let's talk about the fantastic four-miler, the Cleveland Fantastic Four-Miler.
Fantastic, and it was just that. We actually teamed up for the first time with the Cavaliers and the Indians, and we had a four-mile event on this past Sunday that ran. It actually started Progressive Field. We ran down the streets of 9th Street at Brown Stadium. Fans got a chance to run around the warning track there. Made their way back up to the queue, run along the court there, and into Progressive Field. So we had nearly 1,000 runners in its first year. Very successful event, supported as well by the Cleveland Clinic, Sidell, and the Arnold Miller Family Heart and Vascular Institute. It was a great first-year event. We're looking forward to the subsequent years.
Good. That's a great start, man. 1,000 runners. That's great. Well, I know this is very near and dear to Mike Holmgren's heart, but his motorcycle ride, his motorcycle rally, coming up on July 28th, which is the day that the Browns will have their first practice open to the public here in Berea.
Huge day.
Tell us about that now.
So it's the second annual event. We're looking to more than double our numbers from last year. We will start at Southeast Harley-Davidson. A beautiful route has been laid out, about an hour and 15-minute route for riders to join Coach Holmgren. He'll actually be leading the pack as they make their way to Berea facility here for the training camp. We will actually have a private viewing walkthrough practice for those individuals that participate. It's a $35 registration fee. They obviously get the practice, food and beverages included. So we have alumni on hand that'll be here to sign autographs. So it should be a really special day for those guests.
And he loves riding that motorcycle, doesn't he? Yeah.
Oh, he does. He looks very powerful in front of leading the pack, though.
You know, I've seen the video. I'll tell you what, he looks like Patton, General Patton out there, huh? Coming through, riding down the street. Yep. I think it's pretty cool. All right, so we've talked about the motorcycle rally. Let's go to the blood drive. How about that?
Well,
tell us about that. Near and dear to my heart. Anything to do with blood, folks.
Yep, very true. Well, the 28th isn't a big enough day, so we thought we'd add a blood drive. So that will also take place the same day as camp, as we always have done. This is an annual event for us, and it's one of the Red Cross's largest blood drives. So we will host it again at the Berea Recreation Facility, and there will be a few other sites around Northeast Ohio for anybody who can't make it down to Berea. But encouraging folks to call 1-800-THE-RED-CROSS to make an appointment, but certainly a desperate time of year where they need those blood collections and they just finished their strike. So getting those collections and getting that blood is very important right now.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So everybody, and I know Browns fans are out there in great number, make sure you help out. That is a great, great cause. All right, I want to talk about, you know, getting the players out in the public, and the Browns certainly do a great job with that. And we've heard about a very touching story that Scott Fujita was involved in with the Littlest Heroes Foundation, and this was back on July 14th. Mm-hmm. And Scott is just a wonderful ambassador for everything, and I know he was very touched by a young man there, Dakota,
yes,
who was struggling with cancer.
Dakota is just a special kid in general. I think as you're about to hear here in a few minutes, he's got a tremendous amount of courage. He's been an inspiration to me, and I think he and I just kind of clicked from the first moment we met a couple years ago. We had an event at Sushi Rock in Cleveland a few years back, and it was kind of a sushi rolling competition, and Dakota was there, and immediately he was just talking smack to not only all my teammates but me too, and it was just hilarious. So we just kind of clicked from the very beginning. We maintained a relationship in the meantime. So to see him spearhead this campaign, I'm just so proud of him, because you know, to be a kid his age and to take on something like this with all the responsibility that comes with it, I'm proud of him, and I told him just as his friend, I'm here to help him as much as I can.
The reason I am behind the Littlest Heroes so much is because they've inspired me. They've helped me conquer cancer for the past 2.5 years since I was diagnosed in 2010. They overall have just been so wonderful. They've helped my family out. They've given me reasons to smile during all of this. Cancer, chemo, all that, it's not easy to go through, but they made it especially easy, and without them or Scott, it wouldn't have been as easy as it was, because yeah, it's a hard thing for your family to go through, but when they're behind you, you can accomplish anything, and they're just really wonderful. I think the message behind it will overall change how I'll look at it. I won't be nervous. I'll be thanking myself for being able to spread the word and help end cancer, because it's time that it ends. So really, I'm excited, and I'm ready to get this out there and hopefully end cancer.
You know, Scott Fujita, just a great guy, and when he devotes himself to something, I mean, he's all in.
He is, and he's, you know, he's not only a leader in that locker room, but he's a leader in the community too, and he's such a great role model for the younger players on the team. But when, as you mentioned, when he does something, he does it right, and he does it well, and he does it in a big way, and there's nothing that he won't do. As soon as we mention the name Dakota, he is there, and he is all in. So Littlest Heroes has been a fantastic organization. He works with them very heavily throughout the year. They do a great job with the cancer-related patients and the work that they do there. So he does a great job.
Now, I'll find my neck of the woods where I live, and very close to Strongsville, but I have heard nothing but rave reviews about Trent Richardson's football camp that he had out there a couple of weekends ago. And, I mean, Trent Richardson to go there and be a part of the football camp, I mean, enough said. I mean, the guy's a fantastic player and certainly big hopes from here in Cleveland. But the kids that were there and the people that watched Trent with the kids were just amazed at how much time he took with the kids, extra time. I mean, they said it's just astounding that, unfortunately, sometimes an athlete will come in and go, hey, how you doing? And I got to get going.
Yep.
But they just said Richardson was just amazing out there.
That's it's very good to hear. It's I think the same type of thing that we observed when we saw him at our youth football camp in June. And when he was here for the rookie symposium at the camp that he did, just a very compassionate person. You can tell that he's genuine about the time that he does spend. So we're very excited to get to work with him in the community this year. And I'm sure he'll do some amazing things as well.
I had a chance to do a long show with him at Browns One-on-One over on Sports Time Ohio. His story is unbelievable. I mean, you know, and how he just dedicates himself to things. The story about when he took the young girl to prom when she was suffering from leukemia and she didn't get a date to the prom. I mean, it's just a wonderful kid that he showed up at the door. An amazing kid, and I hope he has a great, great career here in Cleveland. All right, family night coming up, too, at the stadium, so everybody remember that. That's always a fun night.
Very good. Yeah, we should have a lot going on. It should be a busy day for families and a good time to come down and see fireworks and all kinds of activities.
All right, Renee, thanks very, very much for joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Remember the sunscreen, everybody, when you come out to Browns practice, and make sure you participate. Blood drive, motorcycle rally, everything. And we'll see you next week here at practice.
Sounds great. Thank you very much, Jim.
Renee Harvey joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. We're back with more of the show right after this time out. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Escape. That's 0 for 60 plus $1,750 in rebate. Or lease one for as low as $179 a month with Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
This summer, take your taste buds on a wild ride with the Subway Buffalo Chicken, featured $5 footlong of July. Treat yourself to tender, juicy chicken tossed in bold buffalo sauce with crisp green peppers and cool, creamy ranch on your favorite freshly baked bread. This chicken is kicking. So hurry in and try one today, because this July only, the Subway Buffalo Chicken joins our many $5 footlongs. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Browns fans, unite. Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest games while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
It's that time again. Time to save big on the parts and accessories you need at Summit Racing Equipment in Talmadge. If you're serious about saving, Summit Racing has the lowest prices guaranteed on the parts, tools, and accessories for high-performance cars and racing, daily drivers, trucks, and more. With millions of parts in stock from over 900 brand-name manufacturers, we have what you want at prices that save you money. And right now, save even more with these Summit Racing special offers. Save 10% on Summit Racing Street and Strip or Direct Fit aluminum radiators. Buy any sports truck or SUV tent and get a free excursion duffel bag. And buy four select Wheel Vintiques rally style wheels and get four free center caps. So don't waste any time. Get to Summit Racing Equipment today and save on the parts and accessories for what you drive. Summit Racing Equipment, I-76 East, exit 29 in Talmadge. Open 9 to 9, 7 days a week.
It's back, the Zero Down sales event at Dave Walter BMW, now through July 31st. It's time to zero in on unbelievable savings like a new 2012 328i sedan for just $399 a month for 36 months with zero down payment. It's the BMW sales event like no other, because we are the BMW dealer like no other. Dave Walter BMW on West Exchange in Akron, online at DaveWalterBMW.com. For BMW, see DW, Dave Walter BMW.
Qualified buyers only see dealer for details.
Well, Strongsville Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor their 70th Homecoming Festival in the Strongsville Commons, located at the corner of Pearl and Royalton Road through Saturday. Join us for rides, parades, music, and fun. More than 50,000 enjoyed themselves last year, and we hope to entertain at least that many again. Have fun in your community this week at the Strongsville Homecoming Festival through Saturday. For more information, log on to StrongsvilleChamberofCommerce.com.
The Chrysler Town and Country event is happening right now at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. The roadman Kenny Rhoda here, and the new 2012 Town and Country Touring can be yours right now for only $26,230 or lease one for just $249 a month. But you have to hurry. They only have 12 left on the lot at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. If a Chrysler 200 is the one you want, then come get a new 2012. That's right, buy a Chrysler 200 right now for $25,340 or lease it with no money down for just $289 a month. I've driven the Chrysler 200. It rocks. Or how about a 2012 Jeep Patriot Latitude? Buy it for just $22,735. Maybe you want to lease it instead. No problem. It's just $279 a month with no money down. These great deals won't last long at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. So what are you waiting for? Get on out to 123 Broadway Avenue in Bedford and get one before they're gone. Save big. Save now. Call 440-232-2121 for more details and tell them the roadman sent you to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge.
And we're back on Cleveland Browns Daily on this Wednesday, driven by Liberty Ford here on East ESPN 850 WKNR. As we close out the show, on Wednesday, and I understand tomorrow we'll have Steve King will come in and be adding some history for us. I'll tell you, nobody does it better than Steve King, and he'll be in, and we'll talk over some, maybe some training camp memories, some great stories in training camp, with the theme being training camp and training camp opening up. Remember now, that first practice that is open to the public is a week from this Saturday. So much going on that Saturday, but the Browns will have an 8:45 go time here on the practice field in Berea. We hope to see all of you out there. And if you are out here, make sure you come up and say hi, because we want to be able to connect with all of you. Let's go back into the mailbag right now. A couple of questions before we say goodnight on this Wednesday. Michael writes in, all of you Colt lovers, he is a backup quarterback in the NFL, and that's all he's going to be. Go Brandon Whedon, our franchise quarterback that will take us to the promised land. Maybe not this year, but within the next 3 years. Well, we'll see what happens with Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy is going to be a big part of what happens here in training camp, at least early, and what the Browns are going to do. John writes in, what is there to be confident about? Still young wide receivers, rookie quarterback, and he was John is concerned that we're not going to score enough points, and with Hillis gone, that's going to be a problem. I think the Browns would say to you, John, well, we answered the Hillis situation with definitely the best running back in the draft coming here. Not only that, but if you think about it, Richardson might be one of the more, if not the most, NFL-ready guy right now to play. He should be able to go on the field and play. He's a great running back, great instincts, but he comes out of a pro system at Alabama. He's played in big games down there. He's been the guy down there. He's been the guy waiting to be the guy down there. I mean, he should be ready to go. So I think the fact that that running game is going to be present, which it was not present at all last year, but was the year before that, then I think the Browns feel that they are ready to go offensively to do a little more things than they were able to do last year when they were all passed because they couldn't run at all. Ryan writes in, love the Browns and always will and forever will love the Browns, but I need to form a professional scout group because we suffer from bad trades and bad luck with players. I am psyched we have a franchise running back, but did we really need to deal with Minnesota to get him? I do understand we had to make sure another team didn't trade up for him. We're also one of just a few NFL teams that seems to have a major quarterback controversy every year. Hopefully that will be over, Ryan. Hopefully the quarterback controversy would be over. And I agree with you about that. I think that that taxes a team and a town. Who's going to be your quarterback? I mean, all of these great teams in the NFL, or teams just a notch away from being really elite teams, they all know who the quarterback is going to be every day of the year. They really do that, unless their guy gets injured. But they know that this guy is going to be our guy. They know in Pittsburgh, Roethlisberger is going to be the guy. They know down in Cincinnati who their guy is going to be now. They know over in Baltimore that Joe Flacco is their guy. And here in Cleveland, that has been a real stumbling block for the Browns to find that out. Now, why did they trade with Minnesota? And I don't know why you don't like them trading with Minnesota, or if you don't think that they needed to do that. That is a risky, risky game to play. If you're sitting there on the night of that draft and you're sitting with the fourth pick and you need to get up to number three, or you're going to sit there at number four and say, we just think that we're going to get him at number four, then I think that becomes a really risky game that the Browns might have gotten burned at before, maybe even in this offseason. If they really wanted Robert Griffin III and they thought they had an attractive enough package to get him that time to make the deal with St. Louis to make that move, and then all of a sudden Washington leapfrogs them and gets the deal done, and you're stuck, you know, sitting there and saying, uh-oh, now we're back at square one. That's what happens if you don't step up with your best offer. So they were a little queasy about sitting there at number four and maybe needing to get up to number three because they really wanted the player. They really wanted Richardson. Then I think they did the right thing. I applaud what they did on that opening night of the draft about 45 minutes before the draft opened up. And so let's try one more, and that is Romeo. I wonder if that's the Romeo. Or is this just a Browns fan, Romeo? Is this Dateline Kansas City? Right. Romeo writes in. No, this couldn't be Romeo because Romeo would never write in anything negative. He was that classy a guy. Without a leader at quarterback, the offense will never be potent. Let's see who else they get in 2 to 3 years. I think when I've talked to the Browns players, and not just receivers, but offensive linemen and running backs, the one thing they noticed about Brandon Whedon is that as soon as he went in the huddle, he was an automatic leader. And, of course, Bernie Kosar touched on that with us on Monday, that you must go in and you must control your huddle, your meeting room, your game plan meeting with the coaches. You must be able to go in there so that it spreads. Doug Deacon will tell you all the time that Brian Sipe used to come in to that huddle during that cardiac kid year in 1980 when they were in trouble in the closing moments of all of those games. He would come in and say, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go down, do this, and we're going to go in and score a touchdown. And they all believed it. And, of course, we all saw what happened. So I think Whedon show signs he's going to be a great leader, and I think everybody here in Berea thinks that he is a leader. Now he's just got to do it on the field and show it. Thanks to Jeff Schudell from the News Herald, the Browns beat writer there, for coming on the show. Always good to visit with Renee Harvey, the Vice President of Community Outreach here with the Cleveland Browns. Always thanks to Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli, who did another great job here today. And Dave DiNatale has walked me through the show one more time, 3 days in a row. We started out and we finished. It's like our dad gave us the car and said, take it out of the garage, and we brought it back into the garage and parked it. We'll be back tomorrow with more as we're another day closer to Browns training camp. Can't wait for next week. Can't wait for tomorrow when I'm back with you. So I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for joining us. In for Vic Carucci. You've been listening to the Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Have a good night, everybody.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.